And I have a very, very special, special guest with me today. And this is Women's Month. And Adrienne W. Cochran, she is the CEO of the YWCA, the Hartford region. And this is all in recognition of Women's Month. And this is what we are going to talk about. And Adrienne, it's so nice to see you right here in the same old studio.
Thank you so much, Fred. It's a pleasure to be here. Nice to see you as well.
You know, I have been wanting to talk about Women's Month for a long, long time. And just some of the things that you have to go through, that how changes happen so often. And last year, 2019, touch on some of the pressing news items affecting women right now. If you had to pick something out, Adrienne, what would you say is the toughest thing that women have to face today?
Well, I think it probably, Brad, comes back down to equity. And that would be equity in any number of areas, whether we're talking about in terms of pay, whether we're talking about in terms of the ability to be able to get promotions and positions at the same rate as male counterparts. And certainly the issues we can't ignore, the variety of issues that certainly have plagued and do exist for women today. So it would be difficult to pick one. I hear people talk a lot about, you know, Me Too, the Me Too movement. Is it the Me Too movement? The Me Too movement, whether it had been coined that or not, was certainly coined that before the last couple of years. That goes back to about 2013. And the fact of the matter is, whether we put a name on it or not, that sort of harassment and that sort of unfair treatment has existed for a very, very long time. And it's long before it hit Hollywood.
You know, one of the things I have always admired with the women, and you are the CEO of the WCA in Hartford.
Yes.
And I just have always thought, as a man, okay, that it's a wonderful thing. I had a sister that went to the YWCA, and there was always something about the YWCA that did something for women that other colleges, universities did not do. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, and I'm sure that's one of the things that drew me there. You know, for over 150 years, we've existed in the Hartford community, and one of the things that has been really important is to make sure that it was a safe place, a welcoming place for women, and also a place where women and girls could realize that there are opportunities that are available. And we've wanted to always embody an environment of support and understanding that sometimes people need to learn things, sometimes people want to teach things, but always people want to feel like they're heard, they're understood, and that, again, they're in a safe place. And that is something that we endeavor to do, not only for our customers who come to the YWCA, but that's the type of environment that we want to create for our staff working at the YWCA.
You know, when you think of that, and you just mentioned the YWCA and what they have done over the years, what was it that got you? I think it's wonderful that you're here, that you are going to be here, and what this is going to do for our area. But what was it that was the driving force, would you say, for you to get into this particular arena?
Well, social justice is something that is very important to me. It's important to my family, and it's something that I grew up with. And so certainly the almost 15 years that I spent in the Urban League movement, I certainly honed that. I certainly had the opportunity to be exposed to many, many things in that area. Going to the YWCA simply meant that now our focus was going to be primarily on women and girls and their families. And so in many ways, it's not a lot different, you know, from my previous employment in that we were focusing on families and communities. Here we're focusing on women, girls, their families, and certainly on the work that we do in the community to promote social and racial justice.
You know, as I look at all of this in the profession that I chose many years ago, to me, the YWCA for women, for girls, for women, there's something there that is intangible in a way, and it's different than a college. It's different, and it is more family oriented too, and it has all of these different, you know, areas to travel in, to talk in, and that's why I think that they have been so successful.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I tell you, I'd be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to say on April 17th at the Convention Center downtown is going to be our 24th In the Company of Women luncheon, and that is
really
our fundraiser. Yeah, 24 years of that. And the award-winning Soledad O'Brien is going to be our keynote speaker. But we are also honoring Denise Napier and her 20 years of phenomenal service as state
She
president.
Is quite
so
a lady.
So many firsts that she
quite
achieved.
A lady.
And she is also part of the reason why we have the annual Money Conference. And we're so honored to say that at that event on April 17th in the Company of Women that we will rename our annual Money Conference, the YWCA Denise L. Napier Money Conference for Women. And we couldn't be more proud to do that. Joanne Price signed on as our honorary chair this year, and of course we're happy to welcome back for the second year Keisha Grant, herself an Emmy Award-winning journalist. So we're very, very excited not only about that event with a theme of it's our time to take the lead. Last year, my first year in, we said it's our turn. This year we said
now it's your
our time.
I like
it's
that.
It's our time.
It's your
and,
time.
And I think that that's been demonstrated not only in Connecticut, but certainly across the country, that women are absolutely taking the lead in so many ways. A 100-seat gain in Congress. Let's look at Congresswoman Johanna Hayes, first African-American woman to represent Connecticut in the Congress. So it's a phenomenal time. And at the YWCA, we want to tell the stories. And we want to tell the stories of women and girls and the wonderful support that they are able to get through our programs and services, operating 5 early learning centers so that women can go to work, can go to school, can do the things that they need to do to advance themselves, knowing that their children are safe in an environment that loves them and takes care of them and makes sure that they learn while they are there. Being
See,
safe.
That for me,
yes.
As a man,
yes.
That is what the W
is
about.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly what it's about.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And I can imagine, I think the honoring that you're going to be doing is long overdue, too.
We're excited about it. And we're excited about being able to have the opportunity to do this. Denise is a tireless soldier herself, and she has done so much for the state. And a lot of people don't even realize maybe that the reach of a Connecticut state treasurer is certainly outside the borders of the state, you know, national, international work. And she is just, she's been phenomenal, and she's been a phenomenal friend to YWCA and specifically to our Money Conference, because she believes, you know what, our women and our girls and families need to be financially literate. I mean, that's the way that you're going to achieve the sort of economic freedom that you want. It's not only that you have the ability to make money, but you know how to manage and keep your money so that it carries you into your advanced years.
What is the ages of the women? What would we be able to look at when we see the ages?
In terms of those that we're serving at the
Wine Yes,
Club.
Yes.
Well, I think that we would offer services at virtually any age. Again, we're starting, you know, in early learning centers with babies, then all the way up to, I don't think that we've ever established that there's an end age for services that we could provide. Now, certainly we have programs that are geared to certain audiences. We have a YW Leadership Corps, where we're focusing on young women that are middle and high school and preparing them
See, that's
for
tremendous.
The future. Absolutely.
Tremendous.
Absolutely. And they're getting ready to go on a college tour here next week, I think. We have the YW Career Women, where we're at Manchester and Capital Community Colleges, where we're helping women not only to complete their programs, but also find employment once they're done. Sustainable wages and careers that are going to be growing, not careers that are simply, not just a job that's going to simply go away. Focusing on sustaining families.
Well, I would say that this is a success. There's no doubt about it. I can tell just looking at you that you're happy.
Well, I love
what you do.
I get to, and certainly there are points in life where people do what they have to do. I am so happy to be doing what I want to do. I have a wonderful board that's extremely supportive, not only of me, but of our programs and our services. We have a great staff, a wonderful group of very committed women and a few good men that really believe in this mission and work hard every day to make sure that we uphold the highest of standards. We are so fortunate that we have both individual, corporate, business, and foundation donors who believe in our programs, and we want to be good stewards of the resources that we're able to get. So we know that we do the work, but it's because of the people who give to, who fund, and who believe in the work that we do that we're able to continue in many years into the future.
Well, I'll tell you, just having you here today, talking with you, I can see where it is going to be even more successful. And I can see, you know, there's certain things in people that I meet that you know when they really love what they do. You know, and it comes across, and I just think we're fortunate to have this in our area, because this is very important. This is the future, as I see it, what we're all about.
Well, we absolutely have to know that the future for our women, our girls, their families, is extremely important, and we're in a struggle, as you've acknowledged. There's still so many things that aren't right, and we set about doing our part to help make them right. Our mission is a big, bold one, you know, eliminating racism, empowering women, and eliminating racism. And people say, how do you do that? And you do that through the services that we offer every day. So I'm very proud to do this work.
Adrian W. Cochran, CEO of the YWCA, the Hartford region, and I'm so glad that you were able to come by today, and I know just talking with you what it's going to be for the future, and these are the things that we need, and we grow from there.
It's always my pleasure talking with you. I've been in Hartford nearly 9 years now, and I think I started talking with you the first full year that I was here. So you've always been very supportive of the community and the work that I am doing, regardless of where I am. And so I'm very, very appreciative of that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and continued success, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well. Have a great day.
Thank you.